Hare Krishna Uttama Radhika Mataji, Nanda Pranam Augusta Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for joining. So we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adigadada Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the topic accessing the mercy of Sri Radha through proper Aradhana. And I want to wish you everyone a happy Radhashtami today. And Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji, I am here. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Nanvat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving your association invaluable time. Hare Krishna, you can take over the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. My best wishes and prayers to each and every one of you on this most auspicious tithi of Sri Radhashtami. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading today one verse from Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 30, verse number 28. The gopis are speaking this verse in this chapter entitled The Gopis Search for Krishna. This is a very special verse because this is the only verse out of the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam where very discreetly, very subtly, in a very confidential way, in the presence of so many rishis and sadhus, some of whom were Brahmavadis, not all of them were devotees of Krishna, but still in a very secret way, in front of all these sadhus who had assembled to hear Srimad Bhagavatam on the banks of Ganga, Sukhdev Goswami mentions the name of Srimati Radharani. This is the only verse. So it's a very special verse. So we'll read it today because it is Radhashtami. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.30.28. The gopis are saying, Anyaradhito Nunam Bhagavan Haririshwaraha Yanno Vihaya Govindaha Pritoyam Anayad Rahaha Anyaradhito Nunam Bhagavan Haririshwaraha Yanno Vihaya Govindaha Pritoyam Anayad Rahaha Anyaradhito Nunam Bhagavan Haririshwaraha Yanno Vihaya Govindaha Pritoyam Anayadrahaha. Synonyms: Anaya, by her, Aradhitaha, perfectly worshipped, Nunam, certainly, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Harihi, Lord Krishna, Ishwaraha, Supreme Controller, Yat, in as much as, Naha, us, Vihaya, rejecting, Govindaha, Lord Govinda, Pritaha, pleased, Yam, whom, Anayat, led, Rahaha, to a secluded place. Translation and purport by the humble disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. I will read the translation again. The gopis are saying, certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that the word Aradhitah refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, the sage Shukdev Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy, and thus the word Aradhitah is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce her great good fortune. Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Shri Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes the following detailed description of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Shri Ujjwala Leelamani. At the base of the large toe of her left foot is the mark of a barley corn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toes. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper, together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant gourd, and upon her heel is a half moon. Thus, there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, and below that, a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that, an earring. And below the earring, a club. Along the base of the second, third, fourth, and small toes is the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the heel is a fish. Thus, all together, there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soles of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Adoritam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prethaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्वल प्रेमाद्य श्री रूपानुग भक्तिद श्री गौरा करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्धाप सिद्धांत ध्वान्तहारिणे नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षाद वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंभ रसांबोधे पादांबुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगावराय ते गौरविर्भाव भूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्टा सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतो पंगोर मम मंदा मतेर्गति मत सर्वस्व पदां भोजो राधा मदन मोहनो दिव्य वृंदारण्य कल्प द्रुमादो श्रीमद रत्नागर सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद राधा श्रील गोविंद देवौ प्रेष्ठानिधि सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमान् रास रसारंभी वंशीवट ततस्थित कर्षण वेणु स्वनैर गोपीर गोपीनाथाय श्रीयेस्तु नः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये कृष्ण प्रेम मयि राधा राधा प्रेम मयो हरि जीवनेन धने नित्यं राधा कृष्ण गतिर्मम कृष्णस्य द्रविणं राधा राधाया द्रविणं हरि जीवनेन धने नित्यं राधा कृष्ण गतिर्मम कृष्ण प्राण मयि राधा राधा प्राण मयो हरि जीवनेन धने नित्यं राधा कृष्ण गतिर्मम कृष्ण द्रव मयि राधा राधा द्रव मयो हरि जीवनेन धने नित्यं राधा कृष्ण गतिर्मम कृष्ण गेहे स्थिता राधा राधा गेहे स्थितो हरि जीवनेन धने नित्यं Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Krishna Chitta Sthita Radha Radha Chitta Sthito Hari Jivanena Dhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Neelambara Dhara Radha Pitambara Dharo Hari Jivanena Dhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Vrindavaneshwari Radha Krishna Vrindavaneshwara Jivanena Dhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I would like to offer my sincere, humble, respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. I would also like to beg each and every one of you to kindly shower your blessings and good wishes upon a fallen soul, aparadhi, bhaktya vihina aparadha lakshay chittascha kamadi tarangamadhe Kripamai Tvam Visharanam Prapanna Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam Bhakti Vihin Aparadhi, a devotionless offender like me, please, with folded hands, with my head bowed down, I beg all of you to please grant me your permission. Please offer your good wishes to me. And please shower your kind blessings upon me so that I may be able to speak few words in glorification of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Please give me 1 second. Please bear with me. Please 1 second. I am so sorry. There was an urgent call from the hospital that I had to take. I beg your pardon. Please forgive me. So with your blessings, with your permission, with your good wishes, I would like to proceed. Today is the most auspicious day. Today is the most auspicious day. Shri Radhashtami. It is the day that Srimati Radharani, who is the origin of bhakti, all devotional service. She is the origin. She appeared in this world. So we celebrate the advent of Srimati Radharani into this world and into our lives. She has come here just to give us bhakti, so that we can become devotees, we can become purified, and we can go back home, back to Goloka Vrindavan, our eternal spiritual home. Today is a very auspicious day. In fact, it is mentioned that sometime in the 1930s, Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtottara Shata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master of our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, was doing Rajamandal Parikrama with his disciples. There were hundreds of devotees. Many of them were sannyasis, many of them were brahmacharis, and some were grahasthas. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was doing Vrajamandal Parikrama with his disciples and followers. And they were doing Govardhan Parikrama. At that point, there were many devotees who were doing Dandavat Parikrama of Giriraj. They were doing Govardhan Parikrama, not walking, but Dandavat. It takes many days to do it, many weeks to do it. And there are many devotees who take this up as a vrat in their old age when they retire to Vrindavan. They say, we will do Dandavat Parikrama of Govardhan. And many of them leave their bodies in the most transcendental way while doing Govardhan Parikrama, because their bodies cannot take it, such an austerity, to do Dandavat Parikrama. Of course, they halt at night, they take rest, they take prasadam also in between. But it goes on. The next day they continue from the place where they had stopped. So this Dandavat Parikrama was being done by some devotees as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was walking with his disciples doing Govardhan Parikrama. So some of his disciples pointed towards those devotees who were doing Dandavat Parikrama of Govardhan and said to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj that, Guru Maharaj, just see the mood, the devotion and the faith of these devotees. They are doing Govardhan Dandavat Parikrama. How glorious, how amazing. Can we also do that? Can we also do this for Krishna, who is non-different from Govardhan? Can we also do Dandavat Parikrama? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur looked at his disciples and said, actually, this is not our mood. This is not our mood. These devotees know that Krishna is non-different from Giriraj. And out of their love and respect and devotion for Krishna, who is Govardhan, they are doing Govardhan Dandavat Parikrama. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, but this is not our mood. Actually, we have nothing to do with Krishna. The only reason we are worshipping Krishna, the only reason we are chanting Krishna's name, the only reason we talk about Krishna, we preach about Krishna, the only reason we worship Krishna is because Srimati Radharani loves Krishna. It is because Srimati Radharani is interested in Krishna that we are interested in Krishna. Otherwise, we have nothing to do with Krishna. We are sold out slaves of Srimati Radharani. But because Srimati Radharani is interested in Krishna, because Srimati Radharani has something to do with Krishna, we are interested in Krishna. And we worship Krishna. Sounds radical, isn't it? But today is Radhashtami. So today let us speak from our heart. Who is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati? Who is Bhakti Vinod Thakur? Who is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? Who is Rupa Goswami? We have to understand this, my dear friends. They are all Manjaris. They are all Manjaris, headed by Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari. They are all Manjaris. And who are Manjaris? Manjaris are the assistants of the gopis. And gopis are the assistants, the sakhis, are the assistants of the ashta sakhis. And the ashta sakhis are the personal servants of Srimati Radharani. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is speaking this in the mood of a loyal manjari. A loyal manjari. You see the tulsi plant. The tulsi plant is a manifestation of Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. She is a gopi who facilitates all the leelas of Radha and Krishna. This extraordinary gopi from Goloka Vrindavan called Vrinda Devi, who is a direct expansion of Srimati Radharani. This Vrinda Devi manifests in the material world as a Tulasi plant. Tulasi Nriloka. In the Nriloka, Vrinda Devi comes as Tulsi. If you look at the Tulsi plant, the tulsi plant has the stem, then the tulsi plant has the leaves, and then the tulsi plant has the manjaris. The stem of the tulsi plant is Krishna. The leaves are the gopis, the sakhis. And the manjaris are the manjaris. Krishna is eternally Navayavan. He is eternally 15 to 16 years old. Srimati Radharani is eternally 14 to 15 years old. And the sakhis, Lalitha, Vishakha Adi, all these sakhis, they are also approximately Radharani's age. But the manjaris are younger, 8 or 9 years old. They are very innocent. So when Radha and so the sakhis, they assist Radha and Krishna in their different leelas. Whether it is the swing pastime, Jhulan Leela, whether it is dancing, whether it is Krishna tying the braids of Srimati Radharani's beautiful hair, whatever leela it is, the sakhis are assisting Shri Shri Radha Kunja Bihari. And the sakhis are being assisted by the manjaris. But there are some very confidential leelas where even the Sakhis do not go. Because their presence may interfere with the bhav of Sri Sri Radha and Gopinath. So during such confidential intimate pastimes, the Sakhis, they send forth the Manjaris, because the Manjaris don't understand anything. They are very innocent. They are young girls. So the Manjaris are very, very intimate, confidential servants of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Very confidential. Therefore, when the wind blows, if you carefully look at a tulsi plant, I've said this many times before, if you look at a tulsi plant and when the wind blows, the maximum movement, maximum swinging happens at the tip of the tulsi plant where the manjaris are. Then the leaves move and then the stem. The stem of tulsi plant swings, sways the least when the wind blows. The leaves sway more than the stem, but the manjaris sway the maximum when the wind blows. Similarly, in Goloka Vrindavan, when the wind of Krishna Leela blows, the manjaris experience the greatest joy. Radha and Krishna are so merciful that they give more spiritual bliss to the gopis and even more to the intimate, innocent servants, the manjaris. So the position of the manjaris from a rasa standpoint is the highest. Just like on a tulsi plant, the manjaris are the highest. So we are Rupanugas. All the acharyas, prominent acharyas of our sampradaya, are manjaris in their siddhya swarup. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Rupa, all the six Goswamis. They are all manjaris. So our sampradaya is giving us this Vraja Bhakti, but specifically they are giving Madhurya Ras. Specifically they are giving Vipralambha Madhurya Ras. And specifically they are giving Manjari Seva, which is the highest. Just like the manjaris are at the topmost, the tulsi plant. This is our great fortune. This is our great fortune. Today on Radhashtami, we should reflect on what we have received. What we have received. And how serious we must be to purify ourselves so that we actually do justice to what Srila Prabhupada has given us. After Srila Prabhupada left this world, there were many devotees who left, who went away, who fell away. They left ISKCON, they fell away from the path of bhakti. Some of them were very big leaders, some of them were gurus. And there was intense criticism of ISKCON, that Srila Prabhupada is Nitya Leela Pravishtha. He has entered the eternal pastimes of Radha Gopinath. He is a Mahabhagavat. But his disciples are not following his example. They are falling down. And therefore, there are no good gurus in ISKCON. There is no Mahabhagavat. There is no Uttamadhikari. There were people who were criticizing ISKCON like that, unfortunately. It was a very dark and difficult time. Can you imagine what the devotees must be going through? What the new devotees must be going through? I have spoken to some of them. Very difficult. You take initiation, you give your heart to your guru, and your Diksha Guru falls down. You somehow take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, somehow muster up your courage, and you find another guru, and you get re-initiation. And that guru also falls down. What a crisis. What a spiritual crisis. And then there are outside devotees criticizing. There are no Uttam Adhikaris in ISKCON. Nobody should be guru now. And then the Ritvik theory came. See, I'm talking about certain things which may be controversial. Please do not misunderstand me. All this is there in the ISKCON disciple course, which all of us have to take. So please try to understand. Then the Ritvik theory came up, that Prabhupada is the only guru. So many things happened. So many things happened to our ISKCON, to Prabhupada's ISKCON. Very difficult challenges. In this material world, challenges will always come. But at this point, there was a great moon who arose in the dark sky of ISKCON. A dark sky that had manifested in the world of ISKCON. A brilliant moon arose. And that brilliant moon is the intimate disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And His name is Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Goswami Maharaj. And He traveled, and one of the important things He was preaching is, don't leave ISKCON. Do not leave ISKCON. Whatever differences you have, whatever difference of opinion, whatever complaints, whatever grudges you have, whatever hurt you have in your heart, it can be reconciled. But don't go away. Don't keep your distance. Okay, I will only come on Radhashtami, I will only come on Janmashtami, but I will not participate in other ISKCON activities. Don't do that. It is not pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Humility means to put aside your personal opinion, to put aside whatever complaints you may have, and assist in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant in ISKCON. The institution is holy, it is important. The institution is required to systematically propagate Krishna consciousness all across the world. So there were devotees who were complaining that Prabhupada only gave ABCD. Prabhupada was preaching to Mlechas and Yavanas who had no Vedic culture. They were, you know, Western bodied people. So he was talking to a very different audience. Kala Desha Patra, you know, time, place, circumstances. He was preaching basic philosophy. You are not this body, you are the soul. Follow the four regulative principles. Basic. Prabhupada only gave ABC. Basics. Elementary education is what Prabhupada gave in ISKCON. But for the higher realms of bhakti, you have to go outside ISKCON. If you want to practice Raganuga Bhakti, You have to go outside ISKCON. Within ISKCON is only Vaidhi Bhakti. Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj smashed such arguments. Who could stand before him? Such a powerful devotee. Who could stand before him? He is not the only one. There are many, many moons in Srila Prabhupada's sky. Many moons who always remained true to Srila Prabhupada, who strengthened ISKCON, who carried forward. It's been so many years now, more than 50 years. There are so many stalwart devotees, we cannot even name all of them. The entire ISKCON Guru Varga, such glorious devotees. But Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj specifically smashed this nonsense philosophy. Is Shikshashtakam elementary education? It is coming from the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ashlishyava Padaratam Pinashtumam is elementary education? Chaitanya Charitamrita is elementary education? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is elementary education? Upadeshamrita, which talks about Radha Kundvas, is elementary education? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam is elementary education? Dasham Skandha of Srimad Bhagavatam, which represents the beautiful smiling face of Krishna, is elementary education? Srila Prabhupada gave us all this. He gave us the Dasham Skandha of Bhagavatam, Krishna book. He gave us the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. He gave us Shikshashtakam prayers. Every day we chant them. He gave us Tulsi Arati. He gave us the Vaishnava song book. The prayers of Narottam Das Thakur. Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishor Jivane Marane Gati Karanahi Mo. Is this elementary ABC education? Narottam Das Thakur, who in the Padma River received Krishna Prem directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is giving elementary education? ABC? There is no Raganuga Bhakti in ISKCON? What nonsense. Gaur Govind Maharaj smashed all this. He said, Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, has given us everything. Everything is in Srila Prabhupada's books. You don't have to go anywhere else. The full Bhagavad Gita is there. The full Srimad Bhagavatam is there. The full Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. Upadeshamrita is there. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is there. Everything is there. Why do you want to go anywhere else? Prabhupada has given us everything in the form of a seed. You follow his instructions. You chant minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. Follow the four regulative principles. Follow the schedule that he has given us. The morning program, Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita every day. Follow all that. That seed will sprout. And you will be able to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Srila Prabhupada will guide you in the right direction, so that you can go deeper and deeper, higher and higher in Krishna consciousness. So this is what we have received. And on Radhashtami, we have to reflect on this. In today's verse, we are seeing how the gopis were so proud of Srimati Radharani that she had captured Krishna. They were so delighted that she had managed to capture Krishna. And they are glorifying her that what Aradhana she has done, that she has captured Krishna. That Aradhita word contains Radha. You see, Srila Prabhupada does not mention the name of Srimati Radharani anywhere in Bhagavad Gita purports. None of the purports to Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada even mentions the name of Srimati Radharani. Sukadeva Goswami in entire Srimad Bhagavatam does not directly mention the name of Srimati Radharani. And our acharyas explain several reasons for this. One is that in that assembly, not everybody was a Shuddha Bhakta who was qualified to hear about Srimati Radharani. Parikshit Maharaj was, Narad Muni was, Vyasadeva was, but there were so many other transcendentalists who were followers of other processes. There were jnanis, there were dhyanis, there are so many other yogis. They were not qualified to hear about Srimati Radharani. So Sukadeva Goswami does not mention the name of Srimati Radharani. But for the sake of the Rasika Bhaktas, he mentions the name in a very hidden way. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a channa avatar, a hidden avatar. Radharani's name is also hidden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. It's non-different from Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Radharani's name is also Guhyam, also hidden within Srimad Bhagavatam in this verse that we read today. Another explanation that our acharyas give is that if you have a very, very valuable diamond, you will keep it in a carefully hidden place. You will not keep it outside the house where you may keep a flower pot. You will not keep the diamond there. You will not give the diamond to your child to play. Ja, khel iske saath. Go play with this. Like you give a ball or a toy. You will not give the diamond to a child. Why? Because that child doesn't understand the value of the diamond. And why you will not keep it outside the house? The thief knows the value of the diamond. But the thief does not deserve the diamond. The thief does not know how to respect that diamond. Therefore, you will not keep the diamond outside. And you will not give it to the child to play. The child does not understand the value and the thief does not deserve it. Similarly, there were some sadhus who were Brahmavadis, so they did not deserve to hear about Srimati Radharani because they would have thought that Srimati Radharani's name, form, pastimes are temporary and illusory and Brahman is greater. And there were many devotees there who were still sadhakas. They were still sadhakas. And they were not ready to hear yet about Srimati Radharani. Just like a child is not ready to handle a diamond. But when that same child becomes an adult, becomes responsible, understands the value of money, then that child will inherit that precious diamond from the parents. Hare Krishna. Similarly, when we grow up, when we mature in bhakti, we will also inherit from Srila Prabhupada Vrajaras. Then we can do Vrajarasapan. Then we can taste the sweetness of Vrajaras, the sweet pastimes of Vrindavan. It is a systematic process. We should not jump just like a 4-year-old child. Cannot be given the diamond. Even if you explain to the child, oh child, this diamond is very precious, okay? It is very expensive. It is very rare to find such a beautiful big diamond, glittering diamond. Keep it carefully, okay? The 4-year-old child will say, yes, mama, yes, papa, I promise I'll keep it carefully. And for some time, the child may keep it carefully. But then very soon, the child will find another toy, more attractive, more fun to play with. And he or she will lose this precious diamond. Just leave it somewhere carelessly. Similarly, in our current state, we may say that, no. I know Srimati Radharani is very great. I know Srimati Radharani is very esoteric, very difficult to understand, very high. But today is Radhashtami. Today tell me everything. No. For some time we may have that realization that Shrimati Radharani is spiritual, her pastimes are spiritual, transcendental, but very soon our consciousness will come down. The problem with us is our consciousness doesn't stay so high. It is not sustained. Like a seesaw, it goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down. Sometimes we are sitting in class with a very exalted devotee and our consciousness is high. We are experiencing so many emotions. And that same day later on, we are lying down in our bed, in our bedroom, with a remote in our hand, watching television. Hare Krishna. Our consciousness fluctuates. So we are not ready. We are like that child who can say, I will take care of the diamond, I will take care of the diamond. But few days down the road, we'll lose it. We have to organically grow in bhakti. That process Srila Prabhupada has given us. If we follow that diligently, we study Srimad Bhagavatam, we study Prabhupada's books carefully, we associate with like-minded devotees, devotees who truly inspire us in Krishna consciousness, then gradually, gradually, we will come to understand who Srimati Radharani is. You see, there are five principal ways in which we can reciprocate with Krishna. There is Shantaras, there is Dasyaras, there is Sakhyaras, there is Vatsalyaras, and there is Madhuryaras. Now let us analyze the Shantaras. In Shantaras, when Krishna and Balram are walking, the trees bend down, offer their obeisances to Krishna and Balram in Vrindavan, and offer their sweetest, juiciest fruits to Krishna and Balram. The plants bow down and they offer their flowers to Krishna and Balram. This is the Shantaras in the spiritual world. When we are walking in our own backyard, in our own garden, do the trees bend down and offer flowers to us? Do the apple trees, when we go apple picking, do the apple trees or the strawberry trees bow down and offer their juiciest fruits and flowers to us? No. So the Shantaras in the spiritual world is completely different from the Shantaras that we know in this world. Completely different. Similarly, Dasyaras, do we have servants like Hanumanji? Who was told when he was feeling Vipralamba from Sita and Ram, he was told that don't worry Hanumanji, please don't lament. Take heart. Sita and Ram are living in your heart. Lord Ram is Paramatma. He is living in everyone's heart. He is in your heart also. Don't feel so much separation. Please be pacified. Huh? Hanumanji said, Sita Ram are in my heart? Really, I'm longing to see them. Let me rip open my chest so I can have their darshan. And with his two powerful arms, he ripped open without a second thought his chest. And there he had the beautiful darshan of Sita and Ram. And because his body is spiritual, it healed also. He did not require a surgeon to close the wound. Nothing. Do we have servants like that? Who are willing to rip open their chest for us? How much money did Lord Ramchandra pay Hanumanji? What was the contract? How much salary? What was his compensation? Nothing. Whereas we have to pay servants money. We have to give them perks. We have to give them fringe benefits. Okay, 401k. Okay, we'll give you health insurance. We'll give you dental also. We'll give you paid time off. We'll give you vacation time, we'll give you sick days. After doing so much and give them a nice salary, competitive salary, then you can retain your employees. Krishna and Ram don't have employees like this. None of their employees are having any salary, any fringe benefits. No paid time off. Hanumanji doesn't take off. I am on vacation, Ram. I am not going to serve you. That is not the servants that Krishna has in the spiritual world. That is not the dasyaras. So the dasyaras that we experience in this material world is completely different from the dasyaras that exist in the spiritual realm. Same with sakhyaras. Our friends keep changing. We have different set of friends in school, different set of friends in college, different set of friends in our university, different set of friends in one job, different set of friends in another job, different set of friends in one locality, in one neighborhood. We change the neighborhood, we have different friends. And then we kind of lose touch with the old friends. Sometimes on Facebook we'll give them a like, we'll write a comment, we may wish them on their birthday. And that's all. We don't cook for them every day. We don't wait for them every day. But Lota Baba at Govardhan is waiting for 5,000 years for Krishna to come back and have lunch in his house. Because the day Akrur took Krishna and Balram, that day Krishna and Balram are supposed to have lunch in the house of Lota Baba. He's a Gopa, a friend of Krishna. He's still waiting. Still waiting. Do we have friends like that? Do we have friends like Sudama? No. Do we have friends like Arjun, who is willing to kill his own grandfather, kill his own guru? Arishe vachanam tava. Do we have friends like Arjun? What caliber was Arjun? What character he had? He went to heavenly abode and Urvashi was completely attracted, enchanted by how handsome he was, what masculine qualities he had, what manly qualities, what aristocracy, what culture Arjun had, how brave he was, how skilled he was. And she wanted to enjoy with him. She was such a beautiful creation of Brahmaji that the beauties of the earthly planet cannot even be compared. They are like different species. But what was the self-control? What was the character of Arjun? He said, no. Urvashi Mata, you associate with my father, Indra. You are a resident of Indra's abode. Indra is my father. You are his associate. Therefore, you are like my mother. This was the character of Arjun. Do we have such friends who are willing to lay down their lives for our sake? When Krishna was criticized for the death of the sons of the Brahmin in Dwarka, Arjun said, to protect Krishna's reputation, I will save this next child. If not, I will enter fire and I will give up my body. Do we have friends like this who are willing to lay down, first of all, who are of the high caliber like Arjun? And on top of that, they love us so much that they are willing to lay down their lives for us. Do we have friends like that? No. Cannot even imagine having a friend like Arjun. So the Sakhya Ras in the spiritual realm is completely different from the transaction-like, business-like friendship we have in the material world. That is not Sakhya Ras. Vatsalya Ras. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan from Mathura on Krishna's request, Krishna had left Vrindavan. And Krishna had left Vrindavan in an ocean of sorrow. When Uddhava came, he asked directions. How do I find Nanda Bhavan? How do I find the house of Nanda and Yashoda? I have a message from Krishna for them. The devotees told him that just you see these two streams that are flowing, one and two, these two streams, just follow them. They will lead you to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Because one stream is coming from the eyes of Nanda Maharaj and the other stream is coming from the eyes of Yashoda Mai. They are crying so much in separation from Krishna that their tears have created these two streams. Just follow these two streams. Go upstream and you will find the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. Do we have parents like this? No doubt our parents love us. But when we left home after marriage or for job or for education, when we went to college, university, did our parents cry like that? So we don't have the vatsalyaras in the material world the way it exists in the spiritual realm. So my dear friends, if the shantaras in the spiritual realm is completely different from the shantaras of this material world, if the dasyaras is completely different, if the sakhyaras is completely different, if the vatsalyaras is completely different, how can we think that the madhurya ras, which is the highest of all rasas, be anything comparable to the lusty exchanges that we have in this material world? It is completely different. It is completely spiritual. It cannot be compared to the sensual, bodily, sense gratificatory exchanges that we have in this material world. Completely different. It is not like that. What we are experiencing here is a perverted reflection. It's a counterfeit note, counterfeit currency. It's a fake currency. What we are experiencing in the material world, the lust, is a fake currency. Jali note hai. Kaam nahi karegi. It's a fake note. It is useless. But if there is a fake note, if there is counterfeit currency, it must mean that there must be real currency also. Because there is real currency, there is counterfeit currency. Counterfeit currency is a reflection of real currency. So if there is lust in this world, if we experience lust in this world, there must be love also in the spiritual world. That pure spiritual exchange, which is purely motivated out of giving transcendental pleasure to the transcendental indriya, senses of transcendental Krishna, is called Madhurya Ras. This Madhurya Ras includes Shantaras, includes Dasyaras, includes Sakhyaras, includes Vatsalyaras. And you add a much more intimate love into it, and you get Madhurya Ras. But this Madhurya Ras, which is unlimited, becomes unlimitedly sweeter when there is Parakya Bhav. Parakya Bhave Jaha Brajete Prachara. Jayo Jayo. What is that song? Jayo Radhe, Jayo Krishna, Jayo Vrindavana, Shri Govinda Gopinatha, Madana Mohana. Parakya Bhavaya, Brajate Prachara. Jayo Jayo. What is that? Jayo Jayo Rasa Lila Sarva Rasa Sara Parakiya Bhaveya Brajate Prachara. Only in Vrindavan you can get Parakiya Bhav. In Vaikuntha there is Swakiya Bhav, which is also glorious. But that love increases when there is the fear that I will lose Krishna. That is Parakiya Bhav. There is the fear that I will lose Krishna. He doesn't belong to me. That increases the love. Therefore, Parakiya Bhav is a higher bhav than Swakya Bhav. Now Parakya Bhav also unlimitedly increases when actual separation happens. You see, there is Madhurya Ras, then there is Swakya Madhurya, which is the prototype Madhurya that is understood in the ordinary sense among Vaishnavas. But Gaudiya Vaishnavas appreciate Parakya Bhav. So beyond Swakya is Parakya. Because in Parakya there is a fear that I will lose Krishna. But beyond Parakya is Vipralamba Bhav, where Krishna has actually become separated from us. That is what happened to the gopis when they spoke the verse that we read today from Srimad Bhagavatam. They are searching for Krishna. Vipralamba has taken place. So Vipralamba is the next stage beyond Parakya. Parakya, there is fear of separation. In Vipralamba, that separation has actually happened. Oh, Krishna has gone away. Where is Krishna? He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalipe He Nanda Suno Kutha Goshantaviti Sarvato Vrajapure Khedair Mahavivalau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghuyugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau. We are not Sahajiyas that I saw Krishna playing the flute. I saw Radharani feeding Krishna. The Manjaris, the six Goswamis are saying, He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutha. Oh Vraja Devi, oh Radhike, where are you? Oh Lalite, where are you? Oh son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you? Are you on the bank of Kalindi? Are you near Govardhan? Where are you? They are searching for Krishna. Vipralamba. In Vipralamba, that love increases even more. In spiritual life, our wealth is measured by love. The currency in spiritual world is love. How much love do you have? That is how rich you are. So there is Shantaras. And richer rasa than that is Dasya. Richer rasa than that. A richer rasa than that is Vatsalya, and richer rasa than that is Madhurya, and richer than Swakya Madhurya is Parakya Madhurya, and richer than Parakya Madhurya is when Vipralamba happens in that Parakya Bhav. Separation. Unlimitedly, the unlimited love increases when there is separation. Oh, where is Krishna? We become mad. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name. How can I live in separation from Krishna? The devotee goes mad, like the gopis went mad when they were chanting all these beautiful verses from Bhagavatam. And in Vipralamba Bhav, when there is expectation of union. Can you imagine? You are burning in the fire of separation, burning in the blazing fire of Vipralamba. And then there is a messenger who says that union is possible in the near future. Oh Krishna, how exciting! How exciting that I'm going to meet Krishna again. I will be reunited with my Prananath. How exciting. And when that union actually takes place, can you imagine what must be happening to that unlimited love that had already increased unlimitedly? It's going to increase even more. How is it possible? Because there was so much separation. And now there is going to be union. All those memories that were there. That Krishna did this. Prahashitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahashi samvido yaridi sprisha kuhaka no mana shobhayantite. This is one of the songs from Gopi Gita. Such a beautiful, makes you cry when you meditate on this. The gopis in Vipralamba are saying, Praha, I don't have it in front of me, I may not remember properly. Prahashitam priya. Harsha means smiling faces. Prahashitam priya, O priya, O Krishna. The gopis are saying, when will we see your smiling face again? Prahashitam priya prema vikshanam. And when will you, Aksha means eyes. Aksha means eyes, prema vikshanam. When will you look at us with your loving eyes again? Prahashitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate. Oh, when will we do vihar with you? Oh, Raja Vihari, Radha Kunj Vihari, Radha Rasa Vihari, when will we again walk side by side, holding your arm in the Kunjas of Vrindavan? Prahashitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam. When we remember your smiling face, when we remember your loving sidelong glances, when we remember our walks in the lonely forests of Vrindavan, it is very auspicious to meditate on those memories. Dhyana Mangalam. Prahashitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam. Rahashi samvido. Samvad means talks, conversations. Rahashi samvido. Oh Krishna, when will you reveal? When will you talk to us like you used to talk to us in the forest, revealing your confidential thoughts, revealing your secrets to us? Yes, you would talk to us very confidentially in private. Oh, how we cherish those moments when you spoke to us confidentially. You would tell us, hey Gopi, listen to this secret, and you would tell us confidential things. You would reveal your mind to us. You would reveal your heart to us. Oh, we are remembering all these things. Oh Krishna, where have you gone? Rahashi samvido. So prahashitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahashi samvido yaridi sprishaha. Ridhi means heart, sprisha means parashkana, touch. Those confidential, that rahashi samvido, that rahasyamaya samvad, used to touch our heart. Used to touch our hearts. Prahashi tampriya, your beautiful smiling face. Prema vikshanam, your love-filled sidelong glances. They are all touching to our hearts. Your confidential talks to us, they are very touching to our hearts. Prahashitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahashi samvido yaridi sprishaha kuhakano mana chobhayantite. Kuhakano mana. Oh, hard-hearted lover, we are missing you so much. We are remembering all these things. How you would look at us with love-filled eyes. How you would smile with us. How you would hold our arm and walk alone in the beautiful groves of Nikunja. Nikunja Vihari, in the beautiful groves of Vrindavan. how you would talk to us confidentially, reveal secrets to us that we would think, oh, you are telling only us. We are the special recipients of your secrets. But now you are gone. Kuhakano manak shobhayandite. So these remembrances of your activities are piercing and giving pain to our hearts. Prahashitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahashitam vido yaridi sprishaha kuhakano mana shobhayantite. Shobhayanti, giving pain to us. So this pain of Vipralambha, when there is an expectation that union is going to douse this blazing fire of separation, the love increases even more. And then there is reunion. After Vyog, there is reunion. That reunion is so much more sweeter. So there was union, then there was Vipralambha, and now again there is union. So this reunion is sweeter than the union, because there was a painful separation in between, a long painful separation. So you see how the love keeps increasing in Goloka Vrindavan. So there was union, unlimited love in embracing Krishna. And then there is Vipralambha, that love increases even unlimitedly. And then that fire of Vipralambha is going to be doused by the nectarian downpour of reunion. So in reunion, again the love increases. Oh Krishna, I had lost you. Finally I have found you again. I will never let go of you now. Reunion. But what happens after that? Because this is not Swakya, because this is Parakya Bhav, in reunion there is the severe ecstatic pain of impending separation. Impending separation. When the sun rises, our Krishna will have to go back to Nanda Bhavan. Oh, when will this, why should this night ever end? So in reunion, there is the fear of impending separation. So again, in reunion, the love increases unlimitedly, because there is fear of impending Vipralambha. Just see at every moment, day after day, the love only increases in the spiritual world. And then again, there is Vipralambha. Oh, Krishna, I had finally obtained, you know, again you are gone. This is the beauty of Goloka Vrindavan. This currency keeps increasing. The love, which is the currency of spiritual world, keeps increasing. So the residents of the spiritual world, the Manjaris and the Gopis, keep becoming richer and richer and richer and richer with every leela. But how will we get this? When will we get entrance into these leelas? I'm speaking these leelas because I have been asked to speak. I'm not qualified. If I was actually having even a molecule of a drop of realization of these leelas that I'm talking about, I would be in ecstasy. But the fact that I'm feeling no ecstasy, I'm just very dryly speaking, repeating these words that I have heard from our Guru Gan, is testimony that I have no love, I have no realization. Sukhdev Goswami could not even speak the word Radha, because he would have gone into a swoon of ecstasy. And many days would have elapsed before he came back to his external consciousness. And by that time, Parikshit Maharaj's time would have been up. So because seva is more important than personal ecstasy, service is more important than personal ecstasy, Sukhdev Goswami does not mention directly about Srimati Radharani. But in this verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that in a very secret way, he reveals it. So that Parikshit Maharaj could understand. The Rasika Bhaktas could understand. But those who were not qualified, and those who did not understand the value of Srimati Radharani, those two category of devotees, completely missed it. This is the quality of Sukhdev Goswami. Very expert. Very, very expert. So how can we understand Radha Tattva? How can we understand Vraja Ras? How can we understand the confidential pastimes of Vrindavan? Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natibhi Kalavasani Kritau Nidra Hara Vihara Kadili Jatau Chatyanta Dinau Chayau Radha Krishna Guna Smriter Madhurima Nandena Sammohitau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau Sankhya Purvaka Namaga. Most important. Srinivas Acharya is explaining that the Goswamis, all those self-realized Mahabhagavats, they were Paramhamsas. They were chanting minimum fixed number of rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sankhya Purvak. They were counting how much they are chanting. They had their minimum quota, minimum 64 rounds, minimum 128 rounds. Whatever their quota, Raghunath Das Goswami used to chant 128 rounds, minimum, he would chant it. Sankhya Purvaka Namagan Natibhi Kalavasani Kritau Nidrahara Viharaka Vidijatau. This is also important. Nidra means sleep, Vijatau. Ahar, Vijatau. Vihar, Vijatau. They had conquered sleep, diet, and recreation. How we say, okay, now I have finished my rounds, I have finished my reading of Prabhupada's books for 20 minutes. Okay, now just let me sit in the sofa and let me browse through the news. I just need to, it's important to find out what's going on in the world. Okay, I have done this, now let me watch this TV or movie for some time. You know, I have completed my japa, I have, you know, heard one Bhagavatam class. I'm good, I'm nicely situated. Now I need my recreation. Okay, I have done a lot. Now today I need to sleep for 9 hours. I'm really tired. I want to sleep. Or I will not talk about diet because actually I should not talk about anything because personally I'm not at all a Goswami. I'm a Godas. But the Goswamis are teaching us that we have to control the diet also. Ahar. Ahar has two things. Quantity and quality. Both we have to control. Quantity means how much we eat. And quality means what opulent foodstuffs we eat. Both we have to be controlled. Like we may say that, okay, I will not eat sweets. I will not eat rasgulla. I will not eat the halwa. I'm austere. But then our favorite vegetable, the paneer sabji with rice, we eat 3 helpings. So we were able to control the dessert, the sweet dish we were able to give up, but we could not give up the quantity. We failed. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says in Upadeshamrita, what is that verse? Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, Jivha vegam, udaropastha vegam, etan vegan, yo vishaye tadhira. sarvam apiman prithivim sashishat. So vacho vegam, you have to control the speech. Then he says juha. So juha, so speech already he has mentioned. Then what is the meaning of juha? Juha means tasty foodstuffs. And then later on he says udar. Udar also, udar means our tummy, our belly. How much we eat. So what tasty foods we eat and quantity we eat, that also we have to control. Quantity means, Prabhupada said, that 1/4 stomach should be empty. You should not fill your stomach completely. If you do that, then your lusty desires increase. I have difficulty controlling the quantity of food. I'm trying to work on that. I have difficulty with everything, but this is a big one. You know, taking that second helping when it is not necessary. Taking that third helping when it is not necessary. Eating that fourth chapati just because it is hot and smeared with ghee, glistening with ghee. We have to work. We cannot say that I am going to eat as much because it is prasad. Yes, it is prasad, so it is, you know, good. But still, we have to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis. We have to slowly, slowly, in our own small, humble way, try to become controlled. Because Prabhupada says, if you overeat, your lust increases. If you eat too much sweets, your lust increases. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. So how do we access the mercy of Srimati Radharani? Radharani is the supreme worshipper of Krishna. That's why Radha means Aradhana. Aradhana means worship of Krishna. You see, we have Radha Krishna deities. We offer the aarti, we offer the bhoga, and we go away. Who is taking care of Krishna? Who is taking care of Krishna? We go to sleep at night. Who is taking care of Krishna? We go to the office. Who is taking care of Krishna? Radharani never leaves the altar. It is Radharani. We as pujaris, we do shift work. Okay, my shift is at, for Mangal Aarti, my shift. I'll come and offer obeisances, offer the aarti and go away. Sandhya Aarti, Shayan Aarti, I will offer, go away. But Radharani is on the altar. 24-7, 365, non-stop, every second, every moment. She is serving Krishna. She never leaves her Aradhana. Therefore, her name is Radha. And it never changes. Krishna's name changes based on his different activities. He can become Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Raman, Radha Shyam Sundar. His name changes. Radharani's name never changes. Radha Kunj Vihari, Radha Madhav. Radharani's name is not changing. Radha Vrindavan Nath. Radharani's name is not changing. Krishna's name is changing. Radharani's name is not changing because she never leaves the service of Krishna. Radha never leaves Aradhana. Aradhana means worship, devotional service. Therefore, she is constant. Her name never changes. This Radhanath Maharaj's realization. Once Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj and Radhanath Maharaj were sitting and they were having prasad. And one devotee asked this question. Actually, it was Nasik. There was a temple inauguration in Nasik. I think the name is Radha Madan Gopal, if I remember correctly. So it was the installation of Radha Madan Gopal, and Radhanath Maharaj had gone. Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj was there. And they were sitting and having prasadam, and a devotee asked this question, posed this question, that why Radharani's name never changes in any temple? It's always Radha Gopinath, Radha Rasvihari, Radha Madhav, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Gokulanand, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Gopal. Why Radharani's name never changes? Radhanath Maharaj took permission from Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj. May I respond to that question? Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj very excitedly said, yes, Maharaj, please go ahead. And then Radhanath Maharaj, he gave this explanation. I consider this very special. Somehow it really touched my heart when I heard this. So I thought today on Radhashtami I will share it with all of you, that we can also access the mercy of Srimati Radharani through our aradhana, through our sadhana. We have to be patient, but we have to be desperate. Like His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Govinda Maharaj was saying, he was making a comment after one class on a Sunday. He said, Krishna loves desperation in His devotees. I like that so much, that comment. It really touched my heart. We have to be desperate, but we have to be patient. We have to be patiently desperate to get Radharani's mercy. And a great shining example is Ayendara Prabhu. If he would read something in the scriptures that you do this and you will get Radharani's mercy, you will get Krishna's mercy, he would do that. Oh, if you worship a tree of Vrindavan, each tree is Kalpa Vruksha. If you worship a tree of Vrindavan, you will get Krishna praying. So he planted two trees in his room, Vrindavan trees. And he would circumambulate, he would sleep under those trees in the mood of the Goswamis. He would pray to those trees. And what high Paramhamsa level he reached. Right before our eyes, 2010 he passed away. These are Paramhamsas. Gaur Govind Maharaj. They have perfected their lives. Prabhupada has given us so many, the list is endless. Amazing, amazing moons are there in Prabhupada's sky. We should take advantage. We should serve them, serve their instructions, become inspired by them. Only then can we understand the confidential activities of Srimati Radharani, which is the goal of our life. Our sadhana is most important. It's most important. I will not let all of you go without narrating a pastime of Srimati Radharani. All this Tattva Siddhanta we discussed so that we can prepare our consciousness. We can understand that Srimati Radharani is the Ladini Shakti of Krishna. Krishna has three energies primarily. Bahiranga Shakti, which is the material world. Tatashta Shakti, which is the marginal potency. And there is the Antaranga Shakti, internal potency. Antaranga Shakti is divided into three categories. Samvit Shakti, which is Krishna himself, which is the knowledge, all knowledge potency. Then is Sandhini potency, which is the existential potency, Dham Shakti, which is Balramji. And the third energy is Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti is the pleasure potency of Krishna. So it is Krishna's own Shakti Radharani, internal potency, pleasure giving potency. So Radha and Krishna are non-different. Srimati Radharani is as powerful as Krishna. In fact, she is more powerful than Krishna because she controls Krishna. Krishna is the enjoyer and Srimati Radharani is the supremely enjoyed. So Radha and Krishna are non-different. Completely spiritual. There is no lust. There is no greed. There is no envy. There is no sensual, selfish enjoyment between the activities of Krishna and his gopi associates headed by Srimati Radharani. If we agree to all this, if we understand all this, then we will go to the concluding part of our class. I know it is very late, but today is Radhashtami. Those who want to leave can please, but I want to very quickly narrate a very sweet pastime. You see, we should not feel disheartened that in Srimad Bhagavatam, Radharani is not mentioned, the pastimes of Radharani are not mentioned. These pastimes are revealed in the hearts of pure devotees, like our Goswamis. And they very kindly share with us. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur shares such a story, which I would like to present before all of you. Before that, I would like to take permission, blessings of Guru Gauranga and all Vaishnavas. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye
Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his final days, he lived for almost 100 years of age. In his final days, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur used to be in a semi-conscious state of samadhi, where he would enter the Nitya Leela, the Aprakata Leela of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And sometimes, occasionally, when he would come out, he would give. He would tell what those leelas he participated in. So one such astonishing leela that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara explains is like this. Srimati Radharani is married to Abhimanyu. This Abhimanyu is not the son of Arjun, Pandav Arjun's son Abhimanyu. No, this another Abhimanyu, no relation, same name, but completely different personality. Who is Abhimanyu? And how can Srimati Radharani become the wedded wife of another man? Abhimanyu is a gopa, but actually he is Krishna only. This is the Leela Shakti of Krishna. He manifests his pastimes in such sweet ways. So Krishna himself, in fact, Krishna's shadow incarnates as Abhimanyu. So Krishna puts his own shadow, Abhimanyu, as the husband of Srimati Radharani. So when Srimati Radharani's marriage was going to take place, Purnamasi, who is the incarnation of Yogamaya, she is the elderly lady in Vrindavan, she is everybody's guru. Purnamasi told Kirtida Devi and Vrishabhanu Maharaj that you must get Radharani married to Abhimanyu, who is a gopa. Actually, Abhimanyu is an incarnation of Krishna only. Krishna's shadow incarnates as Abhimanyu. But Radharani doesn't know this. Nobody knows this. Only we know. So Srimati Radharani was married to Abhimanyu. She thought he is a gopa. And Abhimanyu is very shy by nature. So Abhimanyu never once goes in front of Srimati Radharani. Although he's married, he's very shy, he keeps his distance from her. He doesn't even enter Radharani's room. Radharani lives in a room with her friends and servants, Lalita Vishakha Adi. So she's always with them. In the house of Abhimanyu, Jatila is the mother-in-law, Kutila is the sister-in-law. So Radharani lives upstairs and Jatila, Kutila live downstairs. And Abhimanyu is either grazing the cows or he's in the goshala, in the courtyard, taking care of the cows. But he never goes in front of Radharani. He's very shy. He has never seen Radharani. Abhimanyu has never seen Srimati Radharani. But because Radharani is married to Abhimanyu, there is so much vipralambha, there is so much parakya bhav within the madhurya bhav. So somehow the sakhis and the manjaris create tricks and different plans to facilitate the meeting between Radha and Krishna. Yugala Kishore, how to bring them together? Nikunjayo no rati keli siddhai yayali bhiryo tirapekshaniya tatradi dakshad ativallabhasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. Guru is Radha Priya Sakhi. Guru is a confidential maid servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani. Guru is an assistant of Rupa Manjari. That is why in the Guru Devashtakam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Nikunja Yonu Rati Keli Siddhai. In the Nikunjas, in the beautiful forest groves of Vrindavan, Rati Keli Siddhai, to make the Rati happen, to make the conjugal pastimes happen, Nikunja Yonu Rati Keli Siddhai. Yayali Bhir Yuktira
Yukti Rapekshanya. He does Yukti. The Guru does so many plans and tricks and yojanas to facilitate the Rati of Yugala Kishore in the Nikunjas of Vrindavan. And he is very expert in doing this. Tatra Ati Daksha. He is very Daksha, very expert in facilitating the union between Radha and Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances to such a Gurudev. Gurudev is always meditating on Madhurya Leela, my dear friends. Madhurya Leela. Shri Radhika Madhavayorapar Madhurya Leela Gunarupanam Nam Pratikshana Swadanalonupasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Shri Radhika Madhav. Madhav is such a sweet name. Such a sweet name. Ma means mother. Srimati Radharani is our supreme mother. She is our Janani mother who has given us bhakti. So Ma means mother. The same mother, when we choose to leave her and decide to come to this material world, this Ma, this mother comes with us to teach us a good lesson. Just like a good mother will chastise the naughty behavior of a child, this Ma, Radha Ma, comes to the material world, and here she is called Uma. That's why one of the names of Shivji is Umadhav. Dhava means the husband. Uma is Parvati. Umadhav means Shivji, who is the husband of Parvati. Umadhav is Shivji, Uma is Parvati, Ma is our supreme mother, Srimati Radharani. And Dhava means husband. So Madhav means the husband of Srimati Radharani.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
Prabhupada had once gone into ecstasy just singing these two lines.
Jai Radha Madhava.
Oh Radha and husband of Radha.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
You are doing Vihar in the Kunjas of Vrindavan.
Gopi Jana Vallabha.
And you are the Lord, you are the master of all the Gopi. You are Gopinath. You are not just Radhanath. You are Gopinath.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
And what pastimes you did when you lifted Govardhan. So, Shri Radhika Madhava, Madhurya Leela, the Madhurya Leela of Radha and Madhava, Guna Rupanana. Pratikshana Aswadana. At every moment the Guru is tasting the sweetness of Madhurya Ras, of Radha Madhav. How sweet. I offer my respectful obeisance to such a Guru. A Guru is absorbed. A Guru is steeped. A Guru is soaked in Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras is dripping from the lotus feet of Guru. Shri Guru Charana Padma, the lotus feet of Guru are the feet of Guru are lotus. Why? Because they are sprouting in the water, in the lake of Prema Rasa. Madhurya Prema Rasa. In the water of Madhurya Prema Rasa, the lotus feet of the Guru are growing. That's why Shri Guru Charana Padma. Kevala bhakati sat. You only get bhakti from the lotus feet of Guru's lotus feet. So Guru is always absorbed in Madhurya Rasa. Guru is always absorbed in making arrangements for the union of Radha and Krishna. So Radharani is married to Abhimanyu, and Krishna was feeling so much separation, he could not wait for sunset. So that night they secretly meet in the forest of Vrindavan. But this particular day, Krishna could not wait long enough. I cannot wait for night. He wanted to meet Srimati Radharani. And just then he noticed that his mother Yashoda Mai was packing some precious jewels, very beautiful silk clothes, very beautiful fragrant perfumes made from natural ingredients like sandalwood and musk, camphor, into a big box. So Krishna goes to Yashoda Mai and says, Ma, what are you packing in this box? And who is this box for? Is it for me or is it for my elder brother Balram? Yashoda Mai says, I am very busy. I am packing this for someone very special. But you don't worry. You go and you play with your friends. Go. Subal has come. Madhumangal has come. Go play with them. Krishna is not happy with that answer. He says, Ma, tell me, who is this recipient of your special love? It's not me, it's not Balram, who is it? Yashoda Mai says, Are, Kanha, I have packed an even bigger box for you with even better clothes, even better jewels, even better perfumes. And I have packed a similar box for your elder brother Balram. There are two bigger boxes for both of you. Now don't bother me. Let me focus on what I am doing. This is very important. Now please go and play with your friends. Go, 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 go away. Again, Krishna was not happy. He says, Mata, who is it that you love so much? Who is it for whom you are packing this special box of jewels, beautiful silk clothes and beautiful perfumes? Yashoda Mai closed the box, locked it, and turned around and looked at Krishna. She put her beautiful hands on her waist and told him, Kanha, I love you so much. You are the light in my eyes. You are the pran in my heart. We cannot live without you. And we cannot live without Balram. Just like we, the residents of Gokul, are supremely fortunate to have you and Balram as our sons. Similarly, the residents of Gokul are supremely fortunate to have one daughter who is as good as you. It is for her that I am packing all these things. So Krishna says, who is this girl? Who is her father? Who is her mother? And what is her name? Then Yashoda Mai explains to Krishna that, my dear Krishna, in the womb of Kirtida, the most beautiful girl was born. She is the personification of the austerities and bhakti of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi. Kirti means fame. Da means pradan karna, to give. So Kirtida means one who gives kirti, gives fame. And Yash also means fame and victory. And Da means to give. So Yashoda means one who gives fame. And Kirtida means one who gives fame. Both give Yash and fame, kirti. But Yashoda Mai says that this girl is so glorious that she gives kirti to Kirtida. And Vrishabhanu
Bhanu means sun. Bhanu is the name of sun. And Vrisha is the Taurus sign in the month of Jyeshtha, which is a summer month, where the sun is brilliant and bright. So Vrishabhanu means the bright sun of Vrisha, the Taurus sign in Jyeshtha Mas, the bright sun, that is Vrishabhanu. This girl is so glorious that she gives the effulgence to Vrishabhanu. The sun gets its effulgence from this girl. The golden complexion of sun comes from her golden complexion, her effulgence. And Kirtida, the most glorious lady of Barsana, gets her Kirti from this girl. Her name is Sri Radha. As soon as Krishna hears the name Radha from the lotus lips of Yashoda Mai, Krishna starts, his hair stands on end. He starts trembling and all ecstatic symptoms start manifesting in Krishna. But somehow, with his chadar, he covers up all these ecstatic symptoms. He tells Mother Yashoda, please tell me more about Radha and tell me why you are sending all these gifts to her. Yashoda Mai says, Radha is the daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu and Kirtida Devi. And she is married to the Gopa called Abhimanyu. This Abhimanyu has today come to Gokul to meet your father, Vrajendra Nanda Maharaj, to get advice from him on how to do agriculture, how to take care of cows. After that, he will come to meet me. When he comes to meet me, I will give him this box and tell him, take this to your wife, Sri Radha, and tell her that Yashoda Devi has sent this gift from Gokul. So this is going to be my gift for my beloved Sri Radha. Oftentimes, I meditate on Sri Radha and I think about her. So, this is what my plan is. And just then, a messenger comes and tells Yashoda that a jeweler has come and you had called him because you wanted to make some special bangles and earrings for Krishna and Balram. So he has come to take the order. He is waiting downstairs. Yashoda Mai looks at her maid servant Dhanishtha and tells Dhanishtha, this box is very important. Please guard it carefully. Okay? Make sure the contents don't go anywhere. And I will go and talk to the jeweler. And then I will come back. As soon as Yashoda Mai goes, Subal, Krishna, they discuss. And they say, this is a good opportunity to meet Srimati Radharani. So Krishna immediately opens that box that Yashoda Mai had packed for Radharani. And he removes all the jewels, all the perfumes, all the silk clothes and gives them to Dhanishtha and says, hold on to these please. And then he himself gets inside that box and he tells Subal, lock the box from outside. And Subal locks it. So Dhanishtha is outside holding all the jewels, clothes and perfumes, and inside the room Krishna has entered the empty box. And after some time, Yashoda Mai comes up. And then Abhimanyu also comes in her presence and offers his respects. And then Yashoda Mai tells him, oh, welcome, Abhimanyu. Here, I have got this special gift for your wife, Sri Radha. Take this box with you. It has got the most precious jewels on earth, the most precious silk clothes, and the most wonderful fragrances and sandalwood. As a gift for your wife, please go Abhimanyu and give this to your wife, Sri Radha. Abhimanyu was very grateful. He thanked Yashoda Mai and he tried to pick up the box. But the box had Aham Sarvasya Prabho Matah Sarvam Pravartate. That box contained Krishna, who is the origin of all the universes. Very heavy.
So Abhimanyu, the husband of Krishna's life and soul, Srimati Radharani, tried to pick up that box. It was very heavy. With great difficulty he picked it up and put it on his head and told Yashoda Mai, this box is so heavy. I'm sure it contains the most precious jewel. Don't worry, I will take it very carefully. And Yashoda Mai says, yes, I cannot trust anyone but you. You go and give this to Srimati Radharani as a gift from me. And also give her my sandesh. Give her my message. Abhimanyu asks Yashoda Mai, what is your sandesh? Yashoda Mai says, tell her, sandesh tav idam mad akshi sukhade shri kirti da kirti de radhe preshtita peti kantara gate nantyuj valam jopisha tvad gatrochita mandane nanitaram tvad vallabhe nasputam Tvam Shringaravati Sada Bhava Chiran Jiveti Saubhagyata. Mother Yashoda sent this sandesh for Sri Radha with Abhimanyu. Sandesh Tavyam Idam. Idam means this is my sandesh for Radharani. Mad Akshi Sukhade. O Radha, Yashoda Mai is telling Radha, can you give me 2 minutes? I just have to go to the restroom and I will be back in a few minutes. Please hold. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So sorry for the interruption. Thank you for your patience. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Yashoda Mai is giving this sandesh to Sri Radhika. Yashoda Mai is saying, Mad Akshi Sukhade. That, O Abhimanyu, gives this sandesh to Radharani. Tell her that Aksha means eyes. Mad means my eyes. Sukhade means, Sukha means happiness. Again, Da means one who gives. Sukhada. So Radharani, Yashoda Mai is saying, Radharani, you are the giver of Sukh or happiness to my Aksha. Means whenever I see you, I get happy. I become happy. You give me happiness. Just upon seeing you, I become happy. So one of the names of Radharani is Mad Akshi Sukhade. Sandesh tavyam idam madakshi sukhade Shri kirti da kirti de. Mother Yashoda is saying that tell Radharani that Shri kirti da kirti de, that you are the one who gives kirti to kirti da. You give fame to kirti da, your mother. Yashoda Mai's message to Abhimanyu to Sri Radha. In this way she glorifies, and then in the end she says, Chiranjivati, that may you have a long life, and Saubhagyataha, may you have all good fortune, for my dear Radharani. So, and then she says that, I am sending this most effulgent box, which contains lot of ornaments, lot of precious jewels, contains most precious jewels. And this is for your body, that you put on these ornaments on your body
put on this cloth on your body, put on this perfumes on your body, and may you attain great fortune and live forever. But who is in that box?
Krishna. So somehow by Yoga Maya, by Lila Shakti, it is so happening that Yashoda Maya is saying that I am sending the gift in this box for your body. So you put on this gift in this box on your body. Radhe, so Sandeshtavyam idam madakshi sukhade shri kirti da kirti de radhe preshtita peti kantar. Peti means this box. Radhe preshtita peti kantar. Antar means inside. Radhe preshtita peti kantar gate natyujvalam jyotisha. This ujjval jyotisha, I'm sending this beautiful effulgent jewel inside this box, but that jewel is actually Krishna. Tvad gatrochita mandane nanitaram tvad vallabhena sputam. Tvad vallabhena, this is for you. So somehow or other she ended up sending Krishna. So then Abhimanyu with great difficulty picks up this box, which he thinks contains the most precious jewels on earth, and starts walking all the way from Nandagaon to Yavat. And he's walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. And as he's going, he's making plans that, all these jewels, I will sell these jewels. And with the money, I will buy thousands of more cows. And my prosperity will increase. I will become richer. And all good fortune will reside in my house because of this precious gift that Yashoda Mai has given me for my wife. And as he's thinking how rich he's going to become, how opulent he's going to become, how fortunate he's going to become, tears are falling out of his eyes. And his hair is standing on end. But actually all these ecstatic symptoms are because he was in touch with Krishna. He was carrying Krishna on his head. And as soon as Abhimanyu reached his house, actually this house also Vrishabhanu Maharaj had built in Yavat for Jatila and Abhimanyu, so that his daughter, Vrishabhanu Nandini, Shri Radha, would stay in a comfortable house. Dahej mein mila tha ghar. So as soon as Abhimanyu entered the house, Jatila and Kutila were on the ground floor and Radharani's room is upstairs. So as soon as he entered, he told Jatila the good news that I have got this box from Nandagaon. I went to get some lessons on how to herd the cows, how to take care of the cows, how to do agriculture from Nanda Baba, Vrajendra, the king of Vraja. And I took darshan of his wife also, Yashoda Mai. And she sent this gift for your daughter-in-law. Abhimanyu is telling Jatila, Yashoda Mai sent this gift for your daughter-in-law. And she said it contains the most precious jewel, most precious silk clothes, and the most precious fragrances on earth. And it's really heavy. So Jatila became very happy. And she said, it is such a kindness of Yashoda Mai to think about our welfare and to send this wonderful gift for your wife. So none of us, neither me nor Kutila, can pick it up. It looks very heavy. So you yourself go, carry it up and put it in Radharani's room and then come down. So Abhimanyu says, all right. So Abhimanyu very dutifully carries that box, very heavy, very hard, laboring hard. He carries it upstairs and he takes it to Radharani's room and he puts it there. And he comes down to Jatila and Kutila. And then Lalita and Vishakha and other sakhis are always there with Radharani in that room. So they close the door. And before leaving, Abhimanyu conveys the message of Yashoda Mai. Of Yashoda Mai to Srimati Radharani. He conveys that message and then he goes. Then Lalita Sakhi, she gets up and she closes the door And then Radharani also gets up and comes close to that box. And they are wondering, what must be in this box? And Lalita Devi says that from what Abhimanyu says, it looks like it contains the most precious jewel. So let's find out what it is. And Lalita Devi tells Radharani that, Radharani, remove all your jewels. Remove all your jewels, because when you open this box, we are going to find the most precious jewel. And then you put that jewel around your neck. You put that those jewels on your body. Decorate your body with the new jewels that Yashoda Mai has sent. So Radharani says, okay. So Radharani removes all her jewelry. And then Radharani, with her own loving hands, opens that box. And as soon as she opens that box, Krishna jumps out of that box. And he embraces Srimati Radharani, Kalingan. Why? Because Lalita Devi had said that you remove your jewels, you open this box, and then when the jewel comes out of this box, you wear that jewel on your body. So Krishna embraces Srimati Radharani. And Radharani starts laughing. And all the gopis start laughing and jumping and clapping their hands. They are so delighted that Krishna was so sneakily able to make his way right into the bedroom of Srimati Radharani, being carried by none other than Abhimanyu, the husband of Srimati Radharani, and with the blessings and permission of Jatila and Kutila. Just see Krishna's sweetness. Just see the sweetness of Krishna's Leela Shakti. Because when Abhimanyu came, Jatila said that its box is too heavy, I cannot carry, so you only go and keep it in Radharani's room, give it to Radharani and tell her to use it. So Jatila gave her blessings, Kutila gave her permission, Abhimanyu himself brought it in Radharani's room, gave it as a gift to Radharani, said that this is Yashoda's gift for you. And what is Yashoda's gift? Krishna. And Krishna is here embracing Srimati Radharani, and their Vipralamba becomes union. And all the gopis are very happy. Srimati Radharani is very happy. And Krishna is supremely happy. But then, Lalita Devi, she is always chastising Krishna. Vishakha is Anuradha. She follows in Radharani's footsteps. She is Radharani's age, born on the same day as Radharani. Lalita Devi is little older. Remember, Lalita Shashti and Radha Ashtami. She is 2 days older than Srimati Radharani. So she behaves like a little boss. So she is always protecting Radharani from Krishna. When Krishna hurts Radharani by coming late, she is the one who punishes him and chastises Krishna. So Lalita Devi says, "Oh Krishna, you sat on the head of my Radha's husband, and you have entered her bedroom and you are embracing her like this. That means you are on a mission to make sure that all the chaste ladies of this world lose their chastity." She chastises Krishna about chastity. And when Lalita Devi scolds Krishna like this, Krishna says, he looks at Radharani, you know, wanting sympathy from her, that he did so much yukti, so much, you know, planning he did, he and Subal and other gopas, so that he could somehow sneak into Radharani's room. And here is Lalita Devi chastising him. Here is Lalita Sakhi chastising him. So he says, "Oh, it is not my fault. It's not like I'm a vagabond or I'm a rascal, and don't blame me like this. Actually, what happened was, I had removed all the jewels, all the clothes, all the perfumes that Yashoda Mai had packed for Radharani, and I gave it to Yashoda Mai's servant, Dhanishtha. And she's going to give to Radharani very soon. And I entered this box just so that I could smell the fragrance of the beautiful perfumes that Yashoda Mai had packed. Because all those fragrances, the perfume was in this box. So I wanted to enter the box and just sit there for some time and smell the perfumes. But it is this Radha who sent her husband there to Nandagaon, to my house. And it is Radha who sent her husband and instructed him that you put Krishna in that box and bring that box here."
So when I had just entered that box very innocently to smell the perfume, her husband, Abhimanyu, came and picked me up and forcefully brought me here. Now what is my fault? Krishna is telling Lalita and all of the gopis. And seeing Krishna's explanation, all the gopis start laughing. And they said, no. You have come here very sneakily. We have to punish you. Then Krishna looks at Radharani and tells her that, O Radhike, you have heard Lalita's accusation that I sat on your husband's head and I entered your bedroom. And I want all the gopis to give up their chastity. I am the enemy of chastity. This is Lalita's accusation. And you have heard my explanation. How I gave all the gifts to Dhanishtha, who is going to bring it to you very soon, and I was just smelling the perfumes, and your husband brought me here against my will. Now it is up to you. If you think that I am right and Lalita is wrong, then for 3 days and three nights, I have sneaked inside here without Jatila, Kutila or Abhimanyu noticing it. So for 3 days and three nights, let me stay with you here. And if you think that Lalita is right and I am wrong, then because Lalita had made you remove your ornaments and she had instructed that you should wear the ornament in this box, then if you think Lalita is right, then let me embrace you with my necklace-like arms for 3 days and three nights in here, in your room. So Krishna says, if you think I am right, then 3 days and three nights, let me be here. And if Lalita is right, then 3 days and three nights, to keep her word, you keep me as your ornament in your room. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ends the description on this very sweet note. So these are the beautiful Nitya Leela, eternal Leelas of Radha and Krishna that are eternally going on in Goloka Vrindavan. And we want to become purified so that we can also someday, following in the footsteps of Nitya Leela Pravishtha, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Ashtottara Shata, Shri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, following in his footsteps, our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, following in his footsteps, following in the footsteps of Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj, following in the footsteps of Ayendra Prabhu, following in the footsteps of Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, somehow, someday, we can also enter Raja Leela. That is our highest expectation, highest aspiration. For that, we have to become purified. There is an ocean. There is Bhakti Rasa, Amrita Sindhu there. It's an ocean. And there are many lahari, there are many waves in this beautiful ocean which increase our spiritual bliss. But we have to qualify ourselves. And for qualification, two things are required. Our effort and Krishna's, Radharani's mercy. And Radharani is very merciful. Very merciful. She always wants to increase her army of sakhis and manjaris. She always wants to present newer and newer manjaris and maid servants to Krishna. And here is a better devotee than me. Here is a better devotee than me. That is the heart of Srimati Radharani. And our acharyas are Radha Priya Sakhis. They are the maid servants of Srimati Radharani's Sakhis. So we have to be true to our parampara. We have to take Krishna consciousness very seriously. We have to take our sadhana very seriously. And through our aradhana, we can get the blessings of Shri Radha someday. Our effort and Krishna's mercy, Radharani's mercy. So today, on the most auspicious occasion of Shri Radhashtami, let us fold our hands, let us close our eyes, let us bow our head, and thinking, meditating about the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. In today's verse, in today's purport, we read the different beautiful symbols, chinna, on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Like fish, moon,
barley corn, Urdhva Rekha, so many beautiful rath, so many beautiful, that we can have a class on just the auspicious signs on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. The fish on Radharani's lotus feet represents that just like a fish cannot live without water, O Radharani, I cannot live without the water of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the nectarian ocean of Radha Krishna Bhakti. I will always want to live in this ocean. A fish, you take it out of the water, will die. Fish cannot live without water. Similarly, a devotee cannot live without the water of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There is a rat, one of the chinna on Radharani's lotus feet. This rat represents Jagannath rat. How Radharani put Krishna on the rat and dragged him back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan Dham. So very deep, a lot can be spoken about each symbol. There is a lotus. So many things are there. There are 19 symbols on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So today on Radhashtami, let us meditate on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Let us take shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Let us go to our ISKCON temple and have darshan of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. And let us pray to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, remembering that Guru is Radha Priya Sakhi. Guru is a confidential maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Let us pray to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga today on this beautiful, most auspicious tithi of Shri Radhashtami together. My dear Guru and Gauranga, please, please, please purify me. Cheto darpana marjanam. Please purify me so that I can become purified of the six anarthas. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, and false ego which causes illusion. Please purify me so that I can enter Sri Vrindavan Dham to serve and please you. Vishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha habe mana kabe ama heribo Sri Vrindavan. I can enter your Vrindavan Dham, Srimati Radharani, only when I am purified. As long as I am not purified, I will keep fighting with devotees. I will keep committing Vaishnava aparad, Seva aparad, Naam aparad, Dham aparad. I will keep committing aparads. The only solution is, I will chant your Yugal Mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, with all sincerity, during Brahma Murtha, on Tulsi Japamala, in your presence, every morning. But my prayer is that please, Srimati Radharani, please, Srimati Radharani, please purify me. Please purify me. I have no hope if you don't purify me. What can I do in a contaminated state? Only criticize, only commit offenses. Kutavani, only talking bitter words. I will never get realization. I will never be able to approach you. So please purify me. I will do efforts under the guidance of Guru and Gauranga, but you please purify me. Without your mercy, nothing is possible. Our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna tabe punya habe bhai, Radharani sukhi habe. Only when you are pleased upon us and you bless us, Srimati Radharani, then the words of Srila Prabhupada will come true and we will become purified. So please purify us. Please purify us so that we can become your puppets. We can become your instruments. Nachao, nachao, like Prabhupada wrote in his bhajan. Then we can dance like your puppets. Nimitta matra bhava savya sachin. like your eternal husband Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, become my instrument. We can become instruments, we can become puppets only when we are purified. Otherwise, we will have our own agenda. So today on Radhashtami, please, Radharani, it is your appearance day, you are most merciful. Please bless us so that we become purified. If we become purified, then we can become your puppets, we can become your instruments, and we can do what you want us to do for your pleasure. And that is our greatest aspiration, to always do what you want us to do for your pleasure. Please strengthen ISKCON. Please strengthen this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Please give all of us purification so that we can carry on the work that you started when your Krishna came with your mood. Your Krishna stole your heart and came here as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. ISKCON is trying to fulfill your mission, Radharani. This is your mission. This is your mission. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. This is your mission. ISKCON is one of the branches of your mission. Please strengthen ISKCON. Please purify ISKCON so that we can carry on your mission. More and more people can come, taste Bhakti Rasamrit, and engage in your service. So please purify us. Please bless this whole world. Please bless all living entities, human beings, animals, insects, birds, trees, all species. Please bless everyone, everywhere in all the universes. Please bless everything so that we all become purified and we all become eternally engaged in your loving service to please you. To please you. Thank you very much, Srimati Radharani. Please be merciful to us. And we promise you, we will do our aradhana, we will do our sadhana nicely. We will chant minimum 16 rounds every day during Brahma Murtha. Top priority. Top priority. We will follow the four regulative principles. We will not have illicit sex. We will not have illicit sex. It is a perverted 5 minutes fake enjoyment. It is counterfeit currency. We will not deal with counterfeit currency. We will not intoxicate. We will not gamble. And we will not eat meat. We will try to be compassionate. We will try to be clean. We will try to be truthful. We will try to be austere. That is the deeper meaning of these four regulative principles. We will try our best to follow four regulative principles. We will chant minimum 16 rounds every day. We will try to serve in ISKCON in the mood of the servant, of the servant, of the servant, to the best of our ability, Radharani. But we are so contaminated. Everything we do, there is vigna because of our own anarthas. Srimati Radharani, let the golden age come. Golden gold is your effulgence. Gauranga, let the golden age come in this iron age. You are the Chintamani. Your devotees are Chintamani. They can convert iron into gold. This Kali Yuga is iron age. Let the golden age come. Please usher in the golden age of Kali Yuga. Let maximum devotees become, let maximum living entities become your devotees. Let the message of Bhagavatam spread. Let our hearts be thrilled by Krishna Katha, like we heard today from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's meditation. So please bless us. Please bless us. Please bless us. Radharani, you are the original gopi. Gopi Bharatu Padakamala Yor Dasa 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 Das. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. My best wishes and prayers for all of you on Radhashtami. Sorry for talking so much, taking so much time. The lecture went too long. Please forgive me. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय, श्री राधाष्टमी महामहोत्सव की जय, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी, हरि हरि बोल। थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच। हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु, दंडवत प्रणाम।
हरे कृष्ण
हरि बोल
प्रणाम।
Prabhu ji, can you tell me what was the verse on Canto 10, Chapter 30, and you said 20? 10, 30,
28.
28. 10, 30, 28, right?
Yes, Prabhu ji.
Oh, okay, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Happy
Radha. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा हरि बोल श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जय। कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम रिस्पेक्टेड जी आदिका दादा दास प्रभु। यू आर एक्सप्लेनिंग सो नाइसली दैट व्हाट इज अवर मोड एंड हाउ सिंसियरली वी हैव टू चांट अवर जपा एंड वी हैव टू गिव अ प्रॉमिस दैट वी विल चांट 16 जपा फॉलो 4 रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल एंड यू एक्सप्लेन द ऑल द लीलाज एंड You will take us in Sri Dham, Vrindavan Dham, and you explain about the Radharani's lotus feet, feet without water, feet cannot stay, like our mood should be bhakti, bhakti rasamrita sindhu, and we have to get nectarians of Sri Radha and Lord Krishna's Lila from our senior Vaishnava. Ratha means Radharani is taking Lord Krishna from Kurukshetra to Sri Dham, Vrindavan Dham. And you explain about everything, Prabhuji, Guru and Gauranga's mercy. We always get association of senior Vaishnava like you and other Vaishnava. Thank you very much. Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for your kind words. Thank you very much. All glories to Shri Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Gadadha Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dandavatam.
You mentioned in the beginning that you, from the core of your heart, you feel utterly unqualified to speak about Radha and all these things. So, it is actually, we all aspire to be that unqualified also, you know. I was just thinking that when we do bhajan, our sadhana, as we increase our sadhana, so this realization has to be the focus, that how utterly unqualified we are, because as we upgrade our appraisal of Krishna through our bhajan, then our sharanagati, our mood of desperation, because we our appraisal for Krishna's beauty, our appraisal for everything for Krishna is in
Hare Krishna, I think we cannot hear Maharaj. Can others hear?
Krishna. No, Prabhuji, we cannot hear.
Hare Krishna?
Yes, Maharaj, now we can hear you.
Yeah, so so wonderfully captured. One thing, you know that shloka which you mentioned from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is spoken by Lalita Sakin, all the other associates of Srimati Radharani, because they were already always meditating and worshipping the lotus feet of Radharani, so they were very much aware of the beautiful transcendent marks on Radharani's lotus feet. And so when they saw in their search for Krishna, when they saw Radharani's lotus feet marks, they become very excited. And especially she expressed, after she didn't openly also say the name of Radharani, because the gopis from the other camp, they would be very jealous and envious of Radharani. So Lalita Sakhi only expressed that this Sakhi, this gopi has become very fortunate because Krishna has taken her alone in the secluded place, leaving us all behind. That is how she was able to spot it is Srimati Radharani, and Shukdev Goswami transcendentally expressed. And Prabhu beautifully expressed the role of the Mandiri. There is also Bhaktivinoda Thakur discussed Mandiri just around 13. In his own bhajan, he describes
I think Maharaj's network is not good right now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj, we heard most of what you were saying.
Yes, because I'm driving to New Vrindavan by your good blessings, I hope. So it's very, very, you made my journey so ecstatic. It is described something very confidential, that Manjaris are fully blossomed. They are the beauty queens also. They are fully grown. But because of their loyalties to Srimati Radharani, although Krishna is attracted to them, even conjugally, but you know, in Krishna's Swarup, Krishna acts according to the mood of the those who are attracted to him. Ye yathamam prapadyante. So but Krishna thinks that, wow, these Manjaris are not at all interested in me. They are totally devoted to Srimati Radharani alone. So even it is described that in Krishna, that conjugal attraction becomes vimohita. Madanod mad. You know, the conjugal attraction of Krishna towards the Manjaris becomes vimohita. I mean, becomes baffled, because he says, well, they are not interested in me, then how can I step towards them? So this is the position of the Manjaris, because they are so absolutely loyal to Srimati Radharani. So even in the presence of Krishna and Radharani, Radharani doesn't feel any shy of being there. On the other hand, even the Sakhis, because they are equal to Srimati Radharani, they leave the place where Raha Leela are going on. So that is a special sobhagya our Goswamis and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us. And you capsuled in such a few hours such wonderfully. It's so much. And the highlight of Chamatkar Chandrika, wow, I just couldn't imagine that somebody would come and relate that pastime on this particular day. All glories to you, Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, because your name is non different from Radharani's name, you know. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Bhakti Swarup Govinda Maharaj. Your kind words of encouragement, they mean so much to me. Thank you very much for your blessings. Dasosmi.
Keep it
Hare
up. From the core of my heart, I can only say that in the society, in the group of our Guru Vargas, they are devotees who are really targeting, like you, to the ultimate potential and the fulfillment, and that will please Krishna So the pleasure of Radharani is the most.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Bhanat Pranam, all glories Krishna, Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your very, very wonderful association and very, very nice class, especially in Radhashtami Day. Very really inspiring from the beginning. You explain about Tattva and after that, explain about the pastime. It's a lot of sense, you know, means not like that we are accepting Radharani whimsically or try to imitate their pastime. You made so much of sense, the whole pastime and lecture. Thank you so much, Guruji. Even my daughter likes your lecture every Sunday. She started hearing. Thank you so much, Guruji.
Thank you, Anjana Gopika Mataji. My obeisances to you, my obeisances to your daughter. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Pranam, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. The Nectarian class today. Happy Radhashtami to you and all the devotees. So, if no one has any question or comments, we can end now.
Thank you, Mataji.
Very wonderful. Wonderful blend of how, you know, being in this material world, it's hard to understand what rasa it is. Very beautiful explanation, and you explained the pastimes and concluded with the most heartfelt prayers. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. This lecture is really, we are very, very fortunate to hear this on Radhashtami, and we are very, very grateful to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Can you introduce yourself, Mataji? Hare Krishna.
My name is Lalitangi Radha Devi Dasi. I'm from Charlotte.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Lalitangi Mataji. My obeisances to you. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
One thing comes to mind, regarding the...
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. Please. So,
Radharani is the Purna Shakti. Krishna is the Purna Shakti man. So, the meaning of Purna Shakti means Radharani is the origin of all Shakti. Although it is described, all the glories are given. The Vedas give glories to Krishna, Parashya Shakti, Vividaivesh, Swabhavik Jnana Balakya. But Radharani is the Purna Shakti. She is the origin of all Shakti. And they manifest only to enhance the entertainment, the joy of Krishna. Because they are so all attracted, so infatuated with Krishna's beauty. And as far as Radharani's role, Radha, Krishna, Deka, Atma, they are in identity one. Radharani is as much God as Krishna, Deka, Atma. In identity they are one. But in only disposition, Radharani is acting, or Radharani is manifesting as the predominated one, or the greatest devotee. So, Radharani is simultaneously God, but in disposition, she is our greatest teacher. She is our ultimate. She is our leader, as Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur says. Because Krishna gives so much joy to Radharani, that's why we have some interest in Krishna. That was the beautiful point expressed. But Radharani is the source of all the Shakti, every Shakti. Although the credit is given to Krishna, but because she is the Purna Shakti. Purna means everything. Just like Krishna is a Purna Shakti man. So, and they are the complete truth, and that is the evidence of the scripture. Describe it.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Nectarian class.
I wish you could give it every day.
Why not?
Hare Krishna. Is this Uttam Radhika Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. If you could give
Thank you.
Every day, we could follow everything every day.
That's what's me. Thank you. All
Thank
glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Thank
Hare Krishna.
You.
Prabhuji, time is already up. Our fellow, I have a little question. Is it okay?
Is this Maharaj?
Yes, this is Dasa Dasa Anudar.
Maharaj, please. It's very embarrassing, Maharaj. No, please.
You say Dasa Anudar, but I feel more than Dasa Dasa Anudar. So our philosophy says that we are all part and parcel of Krishna. We are meant to be enjoyed by Krishna. But the mood of the gopis is not to be enjoyed by Krishna. So how you bring the samadhan to the practical aspect of our aspiration to be in the footsteps of the mandiris, where the philosophy generally says that we are all meant to be enjoyed by Krishna. And even in the dreams, the mandiris don't contemplate, even in the dreams, to associate debate with Krishna. Could you put some highlight on this apparent
so when it comes to Krishna's enjoyment, we have to see who can give the maximum enjoyment to Krishna. And the like you mentioned, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and the supreme enjoyed is Srimati Radharani. So the gopis, they, like we discussed in that verse of Guru Devashtakam Avishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Nikunja Yono Rati Keli Siddhi, that the guru is always meditating on how to facilitate the leela between Radha and Krishna. Because Radharani is the supreme enjoyed. She is the one who can give Krishna the maximum happiness. So the mood of the manjaris and gopis is to assist Radharani being enjoyed by Krishna, so to say. Because that is what will give Krishna the maximum enjoyment. Instead of Krishna enjoying us, Krishna will take greater pleasure in enjoying Srimati Radharani because she is the best. So let us support her. Just like in a soccer or football game, if there is one striker who is very expert at shooting a goal, then the duty of the teammates is to somehow get the ball and pass it to that striker who knows how to strike the ball into the goal. So that's why the supreme person who is expert at giving enjoyment to Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So as manjaris and gopis, their aim is to somehow facilitate that, somehow assist and support Srimati Radharani so she can do what she does best. This is what comes to my mind, Maharaj. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
So beautiful. That should be the mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnavi. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established. That our aspiration is not like that of Pukja or even the beings of Dwarka. Ours is total. What gives Krishna the most pleasure? That there is the focus and everything. So for that, every sacrifice is... why it gives a million times more pleasure to Krishna? There's a secret about it. On a material platform, it's very difficult to understand. That's why Krishna Kaviraj Gosai, it's not wonderful there. In that realm, the manjaris experience 1,000 times more pleasure to see Radha Krishna union than their own union with the manjaris. And this is not at all wonderful. But on our platform, we say, wow, how is it that somebody else enjoying gives more pleasure than my own pleasure? Like you gave the wonderful example of the sports. So in sports also, when somebody is playing at a very high level, we have more fun watching them play at such a high level that we lose the interest in our own play. That's the vicarious experience. So that is the nature of the soul. The highest joy is enjoyed by us vicariously to observe and participate in assisting the supreme enjoyer Krishna with Srimati Radharani, because they are the supreme players, so highly, so elite, so superlative their play, that we lose interest in our own personal play and we become a das, das, anu, das, anu, das, anu, das, because we want to just sustain their union. So what comes out that the Goswami described is the Madanakya Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani becomes manifest, as you described, the Viplamba Vila. It's manifest only in the Vila. So that moment, that highest manifestation of Radharani's bhava, Madanakya Mahabhava, is manifest. At that time, Manjaris are the only observers. No one has, not even Sakhis, it is described. And why is it there? Because there is no competition with Krishna, with Radharani there. Radharani has no sankoch, like some sankoch with the Sakhis even, but with Manjaris, no sankoch. They are able to assist anytime, anywhere. And this is very, very superlative thing which Mahaprabhu wants to give to the most fallen souls like me and everyone else in this universe. So that's the highest thing, the utterly highest thing being available or given to the most utterly fallen soul like me. So that is the parakashta of Mahaprabhu's Vipa, which is not manifest even in Krishna Leela. It's Shyam Sundar Leela. That is the greatest fortune. To observe that great fortune, Srimati Radharani also came as a Gadadhar Pandit, you know, and assisted Mahaprabhu very freely, which she was deprived as Radharani in Braja Leela. So not only Krishna's desires got fulfilled, but many of Srimati Radharani's desires also got fulfilled. She wanted to serve Krishna, fly with Krishna, go with Krishna, do everything for Krishna without any interruptions from the in-laws and onlookers and other societal, familial restrictions. So without restriction, Gadadhar Pandit, even Radharani was able to fulfill many of her desires. So both ways it is working. And that's why we are hearing this wonderful episode, as you described, Braja Leela, and where Radharani is experiencing such a wonderful tricks of Krishna on this Radhashtami day. All glories to Hare Krishna.
All glories to you, Maharaj. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Maharaj. So, Mataji, yes, it is, 10:15. We can end the call. Vancha kalpataru bhishya kripa sindhu bhya evacha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki jai jagat guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much, all of you.